天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，很高兴今天又和大家见面了。我是主持人何晨星。今天我们开始信心的旅程。在2020年2月开始，我们需要每一个人都要充满信心的去面对人生的每一个挑战。麦克牧师今天将透过亚伯拉罕和罗德的比较，来让我们知道主耶稣怎样看待自私的野心。
Welcome, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to this program today.
很高兴你今天能收听我们的节目。
If you were listening to our last broadcast, you remember that I made you a promise.
如果上一次你听了这个节目，一定记得我曾经答应过。
And that is to tell you what Jesus said about selfish ambition.
我要告诉你，主耶稣怎么样看自私的野心。
First, let me remind you that we are in the midst of a series of messages from the life of Abraham.
首先让我提醒你，我们正在讲亚伯拉罕生平一系列的信息。
And we saw a contrast between Abraham's contentment and Lot's greed.
我们比较过亚伯兰的知足和罗德的贪婪。
Because division and quarrel can begin in the heart.
因为分裂和冲突往往是从内心开始的。
The Bible tells us to guard our hearts from selfish ambition.
圣经教导我们要看守我们的心，要提防自私。
To guard our hearts from jealousy and envy.
看守我们的心免于嫉妒。
To guard our hearts against the desire to dominate or cause division.
看守我们的心，提防支配欲，免得和人分裂。
No wonder Jesus told his disciples that there was a new commandment he was giving to them, and it was to love one another.
难怪主耶稣对门徒说，他要给他们一条新命令，就是要彼此相爱。
By this, he said, all men will know that you are my disciples.
他说，这样众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By what?
凭什么呢？
By quarreling with one another?
是凭着彼此的争执吗？
By forcing their opinion on the other?
还是强迫别人同意你的想法呢？
By demanding your own way?
还是要求别人非得按你的方法去做事呢？
By bringing attention to yourself?
还是要引起别人的注意呢？
No, no, no.
不是的。
The world will only know that you are my disciples by loving one another.
只有凭着彼此相爱，世界的人才会认出你们是我的门徒。
Unloving behavior turns people off from the Christian faith.
没有爱心的行为就会导致人们对于基督教信仰的反感。
It was said of the early church with all of their problems, see how they love one another.
尽管早期教会有许多困难，但是人们可以认出他们的特点，说看了他们如何的彼此相爱。
In Lot's heart, there had been a building of resentment and selfish ambitions.
然而在罗德的心里早有了怨恨和私心。
That building up was fueled when his farmers and Abraham's farmers had a dispute.
当罗德的牧人和亚伯拉罕的牧人相争时，罗德心中的不满就像火上加了油。
And the explosion took place.
一触即发。
No wonder the Apostle Paul told the Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
难怪使徒保罗对腓立比信徒说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in humility, consider others better than yourselves.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
The Apostle Paul says later in that same chapter,
稍后保罗在同一章里说
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
不要发怨言，起争论。
And Abraham looks at Lot and says,
亚伯拉罕就对罗德说
Please let there no strife between you and me. Take whatever land you want.
你我不可相争，你先选择你要的地方吧。
By the world's standards, Abraham would be looked upon as a fool.
从属世的角度来看，亚伯拉罕很愚蠢。
By the world's standards, Abraham was stupid to be generous with a selfish man like Lot.
在属世的角度来看，亚伯拉罕对自私的罗德这么慷慨，真是愚蠢。
But wait a minute.
但是，请等等。
God promised the land to Abraham, not to Lot.
神所应许的地是要给亚伯拉罕，而不是给罗德的。
That's exactly right.
这就对了。
Please listen carefully.
请你留心听着。
When God promises you something, it is guaranteed.
神所应许的保证兑现。
You don't have to stand up for your rights. It is guaranteed.
你不用为自己争取权益，因为已经有了保证。
You don't have to quarrel. It is guaranteed.
你不需要与人争论，因为已经有了保证。
You don't have to fight over it. It is guaranteed.
你不用拼命争取，因为已经有了保证。
You don't have to fight over appearances. It is guaranteed.
你不用为表面的事物争夺，因为已经有了保证。
You don't have to worry about results. It is guaranteed.
你不用担心事情的后果，因为已经有了保证。
That is why you can afford to be generous.
因此你就可以慷慨待人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God granted you his promises.
因为神已经赐你他的应许。
No selfish lot would rob Abraham of that which God was going to give to him.
自私的罗德绝对不能偷取神赐给亚伯拉罕的东西。
So, what does Lot do with this generous offer?
罗德对亚伯拉罕慷慨的好意如何回应呢?
Lot's eye became the binoculars of his heart.
罗德的眼睛就像他心中的望远镜一样。
Let us read verses 10 and 11 of Genesis 13.
请听我们读创世纪13章10到11节。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
In his selfish greed, Lot grabs the well-watered plains of the Jordan.
罗德以私心取了肥沃的约旦河平原。
But in his desire to grab the best for himself,It led him to his downfall.
他的欲望就是要为自己争取最好的，而这个欲望却使他跌倒。
Let me tell you something about the eye gate.
让我告诉你有关眼帘的事。
Covetousness enters our minds through the eye gate.
贪婪通过眼帘进入我们的思想。
Lust enters our minds through our eye gate.
欲念通过眼帘进入我们的思想。
Greed enters our minds through the eye gate.
贪心通过眼帘进入我们的思想。
Eve saw that the fruit of the tree was appealing to the eye, and the rest is history.
夏娃看见那棵树的果子悦人眼目，就铸成了千古恨。
Achan, the son of Carmi, in the book of Joshua, saw the forbidden golden mantle, and he coveted.
在约书亚记。加米的儿子亚干看见那些金银，就起了贪念。
He took it and hid it in his tent.
他偷取了当灭之物，藏在自己的帐篷里。
And it resulted in his death and his family's death.
结果他和他的家人都要面对死亡。
David saw Bathsheba, and she was beautiful in appearance, so he killed to get her.
大卫看见拔示巴美丽的容貌。为了占有他而不惜杀人。
No wonder Jesus tells us.
难怪主耶稣说。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22,
在马太福音第六章二十二节
The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
When I was a little boy in Sunday school, we used to sing a song that goes something like this.
当我小时候参加主日学，我们常唱的一首诗歌是这么样的。
Oh, be careful, my little eye, what you see, what you see.
哦，我小小双眼，你要小心所看见的。
There is a God in heaven who is watching all the time.
在天上的神时时刻刻监察着。
Oh, be careful, my little eye, what you see.
哦，我小小双眼，你要小心所看见的。
What enters through your eye gate, if you gaze at it long enough, it will become your undoing spiritually.
有什么进入你的眼帘，你若定睛望得太久，它就会损害你的灵命。
Be careful of what you read.
小心你所阅读的。
Be careful of what you watch.
小心你所注目的。
Be careful of what you covet.
小心你所贪恋的。
Be careful of what you desire.
小心你所渴望的。
Be careful of what you long for.
小心你所期待的。
Because God may just give it to you.
神可能真的让你得到。
No matter how attractive and pleasing to the eye it may be.
但是无论那些东西是多么悦目又吸引人。
If it is inconsistent with the word of God.
若和神的旨意相违背。
You are better off to close your eyes and get yourself a walking stick.
你最好立刻闭上眼睛，尽快地离开。
Lot looked over the well-watered valley of Jordan, and it reminded him of Egypt.
罗德看见肥沃的约旦河谷，就使他想起埃及。
Lot may have left Egypt, but Egypt and the glamour of Egypt never left Lot.
罗德虽然离开了埃及，但埃及和埃及的魔力却老是缠着罗德。
So he grabbed for the green spot without showing any responsibility toward his generous uncle.
于是他抢先选了绿色的草原，毫不顾念他那慷慨的叔叔。
Lot was the type of person who was willing to sacrifice principles for possessions.
罗德就是那种为产业而放弃原则的人。
He was willing to sacrifice love for lust.
他为了满足自己的欲望而放弃爱。
He was willing to sacrifice the master for materialism.
他为了物质生活而放弃他的主。
The Bible tells us in Genesis 13:13.
圣经创世纪十三章十三节说。
Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
But that did not make any difference to Lot.
但是罗德对这感到无所谓。
Lot probably thought it was an opportunity to witness to them about the God of Abraham.
罗德可能认为他有机会向这些人见证亚伯拉罕的神。
My listening friends, here is a principle that I do not want you to miss.
亲爱的朋友，有一个原则，请你特别的留心。
If you select and choose to become familiar with the wicked environment, thinking that you can change that environment,
如果你选择加入一个恶劣的环境，而认为你可以改变他们，
most likely you will be changed by your surroundings rather than you changing it.
但是很可能的，你改变不了环境，反而是你被环境改变。
Let us read verses 14 to 17. Of Genesis 13.
让我们来读创世纪十三章十四到十七节。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Our lives are full of choices.
我们的生命中有许多选择的机会。
And we often choose what looks good to us.
而我们常常选择那些看起来很好的东西。
But horror of horrors of what looks good to you and does not look good to God.
但是最可怕的是，有些东西你看是好的，但神看却是不好的。
What God chooses might not look glamorous.
往往神所选择的看起来不是很有吸引力。
It may not appear good to the flesh.
外表看来未必对我们的肉身有什么好处的。
But oh, you can be sure it will be the more excellent choice.
但是你可以肯定它是最顶尖的选择。
Lot goes into Sodom and he stays outside the gate for a while, hesitating to go in, but then he moves right in there.
罗德来到索多玛，在城门外逗留了一会儿，犹疑不定，最后还是搬了进去。
Some of you are living in the tent outside the gate of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你们有些人也活在索多玛和俄摩拉城外的帐篷里。
Some of you are camping so close to the forbidden city.
你们有些人就在罪恶之城附近扎营。
Some of you are sitting at the gates of sin, and what you need to do is run back to Bethel.
你们有些人坐在罪恶的门外。其实你该做的就是赶快离开，回到伯特利去。
Because the odds are that you will enter its city as Lot did.
因为多半你都会像罗德一样的搬进城去。
Abraham did the same thing when he left the promised land.
当亚伯拉罕离开应许之地时，也做过同样的事。
First he went to the Negev, and then he went to Egypt.
首先他往南地去，然后就到了埃及。
Lot goes in and he becomes success overnight.
罗德搬进城里，一夜之间成为成功人士。
And the Bible tells us that he was tormenting himself every day in Sodom.
但圣经告诉我们，他在索多玛城里每天都很痛苦。
He knew he did not belong there, but he stayed there.
他知道他不属于那里，但是仍在那里逗留。
He knew that this wasn't the place for a man who knew the living God.
他知道认识神的人不该住在那城里。
But he wanted to succeed at any price and to get ahead in life.
但他不顾一切想要出人头地。
Until a disaster struck and his uncle had to risk his own life to rescue him.
直到灾难临头，他的叔叔冒着生命的危险来救他脱险。
There are a number of principles in this chapter that I want to give them to you as I conclude.
快要结束时，我要告诉你几个原则。
First,
第一，
always return to the place of your failure to receive the Lord's forgiveness.
总要回到你失败的地方去接受主的宽恕。
Second,
第二，
be magnanimous in dispute because God keeps his promises to you.
发生争执时要宽宏大量，因为神必持守他对你的应许。
Thirdly,
第三，
let God make the choice for you.
让神为你做出选择。
Because what you see is not always what you get.
因为你所看见的并不常常是你所得到的。
Fourthly,
第四，
don't get friendly with the wicked environments because it can get you before you can get it.
不要与罪恶的环境为友，因为它会在你征服它之前先征服你。
It is my prayer that you would learn and understand these principles.
我祈祷你能明白并学会这些原则。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。圣经上说，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都是由心发出。因为罗德的贪婪、贪心和自私的欲望、灵性的堕落而放弃了主，最后结局可想而知。 而亚伯拉罕顺服神的带领，他搬了帐篷来到希伯伦，就为耶和华筑了一座坛。他心中有主，耶和华就应许他，凡他所看见的一切地，耶和华都要赐给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔直到永远，并要赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔如地上的尘沙那样多。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向节目将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友 .net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友 .net。 感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
在我身上，我愿顺服仰望。愿你的话成就在我身上，因你是我的 是生命